What if your fears come to pass? Your deepest fears, the ones that prickle just beneath your skin, the ones that no matter how hard you try to quiet, still pound in time with your heartbeat. If your fears come to pass, does it mean that your life will turn from one of hope into one of despair, from one of meaning into meaninglessness? If your fears come to pass, does it mean that you did something wrong and God sits there smugly, telling you that you made your bed, now go lie in it? If your fears come to pass, does it mean that God isn't good? That He doesn't love you? I asked these questions years ago when I was in the middle of a worst-case scenario that was worse than my fears could have prepared me for. Have you ever asked the same questions? Or are you even asking them now as you walk through the very pain that you prayed you'd never have to face, your own worst-case scenario? If you're struggling to believe in God's goodness as you walk through pain and are tired of hearing cliches and platitudes that barely scratch the surface of your suffering, you're in good company here. In season 2 of Hope Unyielding, we'll be wrestling with the question, where is God in my worst-case scenario? Hope Unyielding has always been about stories of God's faithfulness in dark and difficult times, but this season, we're going even further, looking our very worst fears in the face through the eyes of believers who have experienced them and have not been destroyed, believers who have stories to tell of God's goodness and love during their own dark night of the soul. We're not going to shy away from hard topics or hard questions, but we're going to face them head on, unyielding in our pursuit of the hope God promises as we live in a broken world. To kick off season 2, Samantha Vacarte will be interviewing me about what's in store for the podcast and how walking through my own worst-case scenario formed my vision for this upcoming season. Samantha Vacarte is a communications specialist, writer, traveler, and artist originally from upstate New York. She also works as a freelance copy editor and contributor to Chosen Books. Samantha gave her life to Jesus at age 4 and loves Him most. In her free time, she's passionate about fitness, horseback riding, and spending time with her loved ones. She's also the friend who encouraged me to start this podcast in the first place and who recorded the very first episode with me back in 2020. I pray that the stories you hear on this podcast will encourage you and give you hope, whatever you're facing. Let's dive into the interview. Hi, Hope. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Samantha. Thanks so much for interviewing me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm so glad we get to do this. It has been several years since you and I sat down and did the initial interview. I think that was 2020 that we were last sitting together.
Yeah, it was October 2020. I was just thinking about how it's been so long and just the pandemic time just isn't the same as regular time. It doesn't feel like it was all that long ago at all.
No, it doesn't. It feels like Narnia. You just go in there for a couple of years and come back out.
Yep. I agree. That's a good way of putting it.
Well, Hope, we were actually wondering if you could introduce yourself for those who haven't listened for the first time. They have not been with us since the beginning, and share why you initially started your podcast back in 2020.
Yeah, absolutely. So I wear a lot of hats. I am a freelance editor. I'm a nanny. I'm a teacher trainer. And I also love to write. And most importantly, I'm a follower of Jesus. I started this podcast 4 years ago, actually, at the height of the pandemic, when I just really needed some encouragement myself. And the goal of the podcast, Hope Unyielding, was to share personal stories of people from all walks of life who had experienced God's faithfulness in a really dark or difficult time. And I had never thought I would start a podcast, but Samantha actually encouraged me to do it because I did have a bunch of essays compiled from several women that I had thought of putting together in a book, but it was going to work better in podcast format. So that's when I started Hope Unyielding, and it really took off, and I loved hearing so many different perspectives of people who have walked with Jesus for a long time and have gone through some pretty crazy things, but they've come out on the other side with even a deeper belief in God's goodness and faithfulness.
Well, that is such a, I think I forgot in the beginning that you had actually had all of those stories compiled.
I think that I just remember us sitting in your closet doing the first recording, and then to see where you are now and how much content and how many stories you've told. And there are stories that have absolutely blessed my life. There's some that I listened to multiple times. But it has been 2 years since your last episode. What led you to put the podcast on hold?
So I actually went through a really difficult season with my mental health. I had taken a new job and I thought I'll need a little bit of time to get adjusted. But it was around that time that I started to struggle with depression, and I have in the past, but a lot of my job responsibilities and the pressure I was facing in different areas of my life just really, really negatively affected me. And so the struggle got worse and worse and worse until around January of last year, December 22, January 23, I really had a mental breakdown. I was more severely depressed than I ever had been in my entire life, and it was a place that I had hoped I would never be. And God was really amazingly faithful and saved me from that and took me out of that. And about a year later now, I'm healed and I'm hopeful, but I would have never been able to picture being where I am right now. And that's part of the reason I do want to start the podcast up again, is because now I've gone through one of these really dark and difficult times. And although I'm not going to share my whole story today, I will over the course of the season. And I just want to hear other people's stories again, because I know how encouraging they've been to me, and I know how encouraging they've been to others.
It has been really both beautiful and inspiring to see you walk out of that dark time with the Lord, and to hear your testimony in little bits as you were beginning to share. And so could you share with us how you've grown spiritually and emotionally through the challenges you faced in the last few years, just for people who didn't have the honor of walking, in community with you?
I would first say I had to face my greatest fear, and God showed me that He would act on my behalf. Sometimes trusting God is only built through having to go through those really difficult things. So for so long, I was so afraid of falling into a deep depression that I really barricaded my life in certain areas. I put up really strict boundaries, and so many of the things that I did were out of fear that I was going to go there again. And despite my best efforts, I did. And I was absolutely desperate, but God, through some really miraculous circumstances, took me out of that. And one of the passages in scripture that really ministered to me during that time was about King Jehoshaphat. And when he was getting the reports of the army that was going to be coming against them, and they were taunting him, and he prayed and he said, "Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you." And I just clung to that because I had no idea what to do. I know I had no idea how to get out of that situation. And God acted. So that is one of the big ways I've grown emotionally is and spiritually, is just in seeing how God acts tangibly on our behalf. And I really want to keep pressing deeper into that. I haven't gotten there yet in a lot of areas of my life, but I have that as a milestone to look back on and say, okay, Lord, you are trustworthy. You are who you say you are. And I'm so thankful that I'm yours.
Hope, could you share, are there some things that you're still working through, even having coming out of that dark season, and you've grown so much in this past year, but are there things that you're still working through with the Lord?
Oh, absolutely. A big part of my life that I've wrestled with the Lord for several years is the desire to fall in love, have a husband and a family. And that's just one area of my life where that's not something I've received yet, even though I've really sought it out. And I think I'm still wrestling with the Lord, along with a lot of my friends who are in similar places, just wrestling with what we thought our lives would look like, and the fact that they look different now, and how God isn't good despite that, but God is good in that, and that he truly does know what is best for me. I think something I'm working through is giving God advice and saying and saying,
I laugh
oh,
because I've
you
done
know,
that
yeah, like it makes me think of when God basically said no after he had had Ishmael. God was like, no, you're going to have a son from Sarah. And he's like, oh, but couldn't Ishmael have your blessing? And Abram was so dead set on the way he thought things should go. And even when God promised him something different, he said, no, can't we go with my original plan? So I think of that, and I think about how Abraham was giving God advice and how I do the same. So that's something I'm definitely still working through, but God has put so much godly encouragement in my life and so many good things, and I know I'm not alone, and that's I feel like I'm in a very safe place as I wrestle with that.
So, how has your personal journey helped form your vision for season two of Hope Unyielding? Because we are here for the second season.
Right. So the theme of the second season is where is God in my worst case scenario? Hope Unyielding has always focused on really dark and difficult situations. So we talked with a mom whose daughter got cancer. We talked with a man who found Jesus when he was in prison. There are just so many extreme situations we've talked about, but this was a case this past year where I faced my worst case scenario. And it was in that worst case scenario that I saw God met me even there and in that place. So I'm going to be interviewing different people who have had their own worst case scenario, but who have really found God to be faithful. I'm not going to shy away from the difficulty of it, how it can be messy, how it's not a cliche, neatly tied up in a bow, and then we lived happily ever after. But how do we cling to God's goodness and character while we're living in a really broken world? I really want to have an eternal perspective with each episode and to just dive into our worst case scenarios and see how did God meet us here and what is he doing?
Who are you looking to really reach with these stories? I know that they're universal and that the stories of hope are basically for everyone, but is there a specific group or audience that you hope to encourage?
There are two groups, I would say. I would say first, those who are facing one of their worst case scenarios, who are right in the middle of something and they just need some encouragement. They need to hear that someone has been there and God took them through. I know in my life, podcasts have been a huge ministry to me. I have just felt like someone was there with me, talking with me over a cup of coffee about the specific thing I was struggling with so many wonderful podcasts. And I was just talking to a friend who said, you know, I'm not a podcast girly, but during the pandemic, I was feeling really lonely and I really didn't have anything going on. And I just felt the Holy Spirit say, listen to this podcast. And she just said, God used it to shift my perspective, to comfort me. And I just think that podcast can be so powerful in that way. So that would be the first group. I would be people who are facing their worst case scenario. The second would be those who are fearing their worst case scenario, which was the situation I was in before it happened. Like I said, I had built my life with boundaries and actions and ways of thinking that would supposedly prevent me from going to this dark place. I still ended up going there. And I think looking back, I must have thought if I go there, maybe God's not fully going to go with me. So I think along with that fear and that self-preservation, probably may have been a bit of distrust. Not that I completely didn't trust God, but going through that situation and coming through the other side, I trust God so much more now. So I want to encourage those who maybe are afraid of a certain situation and are really trying to prevent that they would just be comforted that whatever happens, God is with them and they have hope.
And I have, this is just me being curious. It's a question that came up for me while you were just sharing that. You know, what is something within the past, let's say since the beginning of the year, so we're in March now, since January, that has encouraged you? It could be a conversation with a friend, a passage of scripture, or just, the fact that it's daylight savings time and now we have sunshine. Something that has just kind of lightened, the day-to-day heaviness.
Ooh, so many things. So many
Yay.
things. So I'll share a few then. So we have a mutual friend, Corinne, and
Oh, yeah.
she's amazing. So Corinne and I meet up at least once a month, and I can always share whatever is on my heart with her, and she shares whatever's on her heart with me. And I always go away from those meetings just so encouraged. So I would say I just have some really, really wonderful, lovely, deep friends. They just make my life so beautiful. So she's one of the friends that I really, after I talk with her, I feel so much better no matter what I've gone through that week. And then I would say podcast I listened to that I loved, it was John Mark Comer. I haven't listened to a ton of his stuff, but I had been hearing from everyone, you got to listen to his stuff. You got to listen to his stuff. His podcast episode I listened to was actually on suffering, but he gave such a beautiful perspective on suffering as a Christian and on having an eternal perspective that just really, really helped me shift my own perspective. So I'd say definitely check out all of his stuff. And then Farah, who's the girl I nanny for, she brings me joy all the time. She is 2.5 years old, and she is a bundle of energy. Her name actually means joy in Arabic, which is wonderful because my word for the year, I always choose a word for the year. This past year was joy because I knew I was going to have to fight for joy, and I believe that's what God really wanted for me. I didn't know when I started working for their family in February that that's what her name meant. And then just kind of casually, I was talking with her mom, and her mom said, "Oh yeah, her name means joy in Arabic." And I was like, "Oh Lord, like the Lord is bringing me joy through this little girl." So I'd say those are three things that have brought me a lot of encouragement this year.
That is fantastic. Hope, I am so excited personally to start to hear the stories that are going to come out from this podcast. I know that season one, like I said at the beginning, has stories that I play again and again. I think I've listened to Dan and Fatin's story multiple times because of just how powerful God was through that situation. I've listened to your personal story many times. There's so much on there. So if people have not experienced season one, or even if you have and need a reminder, I would encourage you to go back. But we are very excited for season two. And I just, bless you in Jesus' name. And we're so excited to see what comes out of this year.
Oh, thank you so much, Samantha.
Thanks so much for listening to my conversation with Samantha. I can't wait to share my conversations with amazing women and men of God who have experienced his faithfulness in their own worst-case scenarios. If you're new to the podcast, make sure to catch up on previous episodes from season one. To get you started, a personal favorite is my interview with Ken Stokes, titled From Criminal to Christ Follower, where Ken shares the powerful story of Jesus transforming his life when he was high up in the ranks of a notorious prison gang. I've also released another episode today, an interview with writer Bethany Peck, who shares how God has healed, redeemed, and given her hope in the aftermath of infidelity and betrayal trauma. If you've been encouraged by the podcast, please take just a minute to leave a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple. Leaving a 5-star review is the best way to support Hope Unyielding, as it helps spread the word to more potential listeners. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you next time.